Since 2020, I've worked with hundreds and hundreds of clients, helping them with their confidence, anxiety, overthinking. And all the work that we did together, they got to experience deeper happiness and fulfillment. So in this video, I want to talk about how do we create a deeper level of happiness, fulfillment, and peace in our life and in our careers, right? So starting with, I love asking this question to my clients, tapping into, first of all, the true deepest desires that we have. What are we working for? Let's say that you get the growth in your career, that promotion, that new client, that new business, that money milestone that you're achieving. What will happen if you get there? Why are you trying to create that? Is it because you want to impress someone? Is it because you want validation from your parents, from a mentor, from an elder sibling, from your ex? Or are you seeking revenge from somebody who has done wrong to you? So if we are doing all of the validation and like people pleasing, like I want to support my parents and I want, that's a noble cause maybe, but I'm living this life because my parents wanted me to live this life always. That may or may not be a very healthy desire to pursue. And the revenge part, that's always interesting when somebody say that, I just want to show them that I can also do this. So who are you living for? What are you living for and who are you living for? Because when we are not clear about these, it can get messy. We can become unclear about what we are working for and why we are doing what we are doing. So what are your real desires? Do you want a lot of money? Do you want a lot of impact? Do you want to behave a certain way? Do you want to live a certain way? Is it a lifestyle goal? Is it a money goal? Is it seeking some impact, some validation, some recognition? What is it? And why is it that? So when you tap into your two deep desires, you actually uncover, you unleash the real truth behind why you need to be working, the vision, the mission of what are you doing and why are you doing this? Why are you working this business, this career, this life, this relationship? What do you want from this, right? And starting with that, the second point being when we detach from results, like I always ask this, like, all the deepest desires that you have, what if none of them comes true? What will you do? Will you still continue the work? Will you still continue being the person who would be able to create the result? Or being a WIP, work in progress, to be creating those results? Are you okay being a work in progress your whole life? What if it's sure that you will not get the results, the milestones that you're looking for? Will you still do the work? So how do we bring that deeper detachment in our behavior? Being connected with your vision, being focused with your actions, and being detached from your results, from your outcomes. And this is the real formula: detaching from your outcomes and results, plus tapping into your real desires and working towards being the person who would be able to achieve those desires. That is what brings true fulfillment in our career and in our life. The ups and downs are going to be the part of it anyway. But if it's not your truest, deepest desire, it's not going to bring fulfillment. And if you're not detached from the outcomes, again, not going to bring you fulfillment. So that's a formula. There you go. How about happiness? I've observed this one thing with myself and so many of my clients. Most of us have never felt really happy. That's such a big statement. How do I know this? I've mentioned this in a video before, that I remember the first day, the first time I felt happy, real happiness, was my wedding day, a day before that, when there were functions and events. And imagine living a life where till I turned 26, I can't recall one moment when I felt really, really happy. Most of us live that way, because there's so much going on in our life, so much with parents, with career, with money, with feelings, emotions, relationships, dating. We just don't have the bandwidth to experience happiness, because for a lot of us, life is already painful enough. And we are never taught how to experience and allow that pain. We're never taught how to feel the anxiety inside the body. So what ends up happening is, when we don't allow ourselves to feel the sadness, we can't allow ourselves to feel happiness. We don't have the capacity to feel happiness. It's actually that secret, that if you, in order to feel happiness, you need to feel sadness. And when we kind of distract ourselves, when we feel too much uncomfortable, when we don't feel okay to feel sad, we don't create capacity to feel happy. And that's why when you do the healing work, when you work with a coach, a therapist, a healer, you grow your capacity to feel the uncomfortable emotions. And when you grow your capacity to feel uncomfortable emotions, you also grow your capacity to feel the pleasant emotions like happiness and fulfillment and peace and calm and joy. So what are the emotions that you're running away from at the moment? What is it that you're not allowing yourself to feel? Is it anxiety? Is it overthinking? Is it hopelessness? Is it boredom? Is it, what else? Is it anger? Is it disappointment? What are the emotions that you are running away from? How can we allow ourselves to feel safe in those emotions? Because when you allow yourself to feel safe in those emotions, you will grow your capacity to feel happiness as well, even if you haven't yet. I know there are people who worked with me when they are like 40s and they're experiencing happiness for the first time. So it's not very far away. And if you'd like some support with it, I'm going to put a link below. Let's have a conversation. I'd love to see where you are in this journey. I'd love to see if we can support you. And I hope, I deeply hope that if you're watching this, I'm going to assume that you're being called to work on your healing, to work on your happiness and fulfillment. Because when you become happy and fulfilled, the people around you also get to experience that. Even if you're not a coach, even if you are accountant, a marketer, a businessman, doesn't matter if you're a coach or a healer, but if you become happy in your life, if you learn how to become more peaceful, more fulfilled in your career, the people in your family, in your friend circle, at your workplace, everybody also get to experience that. We share our energy with everyone we talk to. Right? So, yeah, if this interests you, I'd love to have a conversation with you. And I hope to see you around in the next video.